Hey everyone, welcome to episode 93. Tonight we're talking about the Chinese bamboo tree. So, the real question is this. What does it take to make the gospel come to life? If you are struggling with what you believe, or if you do believe but you want to feel the truth on a deeper level, or even if you are experienced in your faith and you want to deepen your relationship with Christ even further, what steps can all of us take to not just bring the gospel to life, but to cause the gospel to bring life into us? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Brian Robbins, and welcome to Bringing the Gospel to Life. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. Tonight, I want to take a little bit of a break from focusing on the gospel. Well, this is still gospel-related, but I'm not going to tie this into a teaching of the gospel or a teaching of Christ tonight. I just want to do kind of a life one tonight, and I know I've given podcast episodes about beware of anyone who talks about attitudes and behaviors, blah, blah, blah. But like, there's still a time and a place for him, but we should spend most of our focus on the Savior, right? But so I haven't tried to do one of these in a while, but I want to. So this one's a little bit more of a life lesson, and it has to do with the Chinese bamboo tree. Now, about 6 months ago, I ordered a book. It was from this guy named Kevin David. And so he wrote kind of his biography about his success over the past few years. And he shares this analogy of the Chinese bamboo tree that I'm currently experiencing the effects of. And it's super, super exciting. But most people don't get to the point where this effect happens that he talks about. So I'm going to pull the book open really quick. And I just want to share this analogy with you. And here it comes. So here we are. In the Far East, there is something called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years to sprout. Gardeners have to water and fertilize the ground where it is planted every day, but the tree doesn't break through the ground until the fifth year. However, once it breaks through the ground, within 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet tall. Now the question is, does it grow 90 feet tall in 5 weeks or 5 years? The answer is obvious. It grows 90 feet tall in 5 years. However, at any time, had that person stopped watering, nurturing, and fertilizing that dream, that bamboo tree would have died in the ground. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of... So I'm sharing this because today's been an awesome day. I've accomplished some goals today that I've been working on for a while, and it's funny how they seem to go so slow, but then as soon as it started to pick up, it picked up exponentially and boom, just exploded until it worked super, super fast. And I'll give you one of these is this podcast actually. And so I want to give you a thought because I'm not sure where the gospel truth is in exponential growth, but I know it's a true principle that I think we as members of the church need to learn to apply in our life. So if you remember, 5 episodes ago, we did the episode on hitting 5,000 listens to this podcast. Now, that took, I think it was episode 87 or 88. I did it together, didn't I? So 87 and 88. So it took 90 days to get to that point. And then in the 4 days since then, so we got 5,000 listens in 90 days. And in the past 4 days, guess how many I've had? 1,000. So in 90 days, 5,000 listens. And in 4 days, almost 1,000 listens. And that's nuts. Because I haven't done anything differently over the past 4 days. I haven't done any extra promotions or anything. But over the past 4 days, we've had so many people just start jumping in and listening. And this podcast is experiencing that effect where like the growth was really slow for those first 5 years. But then within those 5 weeks, it's really that bamboo tree is sprouting up and it's shooting up really fast. And who knows, maybe it curtails and kind of gets slow over the next few days or weeks. But I have a feeling we're just starting and this is going to get big, which is kind of, I hope you can learn from me. Please take this moment. I was told this would happen and I promised, if you'll remember when I started this so long ago, I promised that when I did this, I would mention this in the podcast when it happened. So I started this challenge because a friend of mine named Russell Brunson challenged me to do this for a year. And he said, if I do this for a year, then my life will never look the same afterwards because of the way I'm being able to impact people's lives. And he said, you know, at some point, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be really awful for a long time. And anyone who was listening at the start, like, you know, I was awkward and I was trying to talk slow. And hopefully I've been getting a little bit better and being a little bit more relatable. But so I kind of went through that phase. And then I went through a phase where I just started talking about things that were kind of on my heart and that made me come alive. And then there was that phase. And then I started to get to the point where I was still pulling back a little bit because I was scared of saying what I actually thought and felt. And that phase has kind of passed. So like, I've been personally just like growing and growing and growing. And like, I want to go back and take all 90 of those episodes and I just want to delete them because they're super embarrassing for me. And I don't want people to listen to them because I think, like, I know the message that I share, especially in those earlier ones. If I could go back and re-say them again, I'm sure I would say them a lot better. But like, I know the concepts in those first ones. I believe in so much. So I want those there. But in the way I've done the last 80, 90 episodes, I hate them. It's embarrassing and it makes me cringe going back and looking at them. But I promise that when I got to this point where the bamboo tree starts to come out of the ground, like, I wouldn't go back and delete those episodes and I would share this experience with you guys because all of us need to be okay with our stories. All of us need to be okay with the awful looking journey that has brought us to the point that we're at. And even if you were listening 4 days ago to the 5,000 subscribers one where I said, like, I'm feeling confused and I'm not feeling good about this, like, already I'm like super optimistic much later on. And it's like, so many of us think that we're failures because it takes us so long to get to a point where we're feeling good about something. But taking away all of that removes your story, and your story helps you appreciate and love who you are. And so I promised I would share that message when we got to this point because it's true. Like, I look back at these 90 days and I cherish them, and they're awkward and they're embarrassing. And like, people are going to go back and listen to those. And apparently at this point, like, so many more people are jumping on to listen to this. But I want to share with you that I'm leaving those up because I'm trying to be okay with my story and my journey. And I'm okay with people going back and looking at it and laughing and saying, like, oh my gosh, he was so bad at this. Or, and maybe you still think I'm bad at this, who knows? But like, I'm okay where I've been and I'm okay where I'm at right now. And I'm excited for where I'm going. And I think that's a blessing that Christ affords to us. And I love that this journey is doing that. But anyway, I said at this point of the podcast, like, when it starts to come out of the ground, it starts to pick up speed, I would leave all those episodes there and I would say to everyone listening that, like, look, remember the Chinese bamboo tree, okay? It may take you 5 years to even break ground, but the moment you break ground, you're going to grow 90 feet in 5 weeks and it's going to be astonishing. So I've experienced in a few areas of my life today, like, I felt that, and it's been so rewarding. But the thing is that the fulfillment doesn't come from me having what I want right now. It's coming from having looked forward to this vision for so long and seeing things actually come into reality. Like, and the memories of the struggle and the episodes where I've sat up at night and thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? And like, I'm still going to do that, right? But like, this is far from over. It's only going to get bigger. But I just, everything that this guy, Russell Brunson, said to me when I started this, like, it's true. Like, it was so scary these past 90 days to share things, but it's been such a blessing, and I'm not going to remove them because people will be able to relate, I hope, to how terrible these past few episodes have been. And then they're going to be like, well, you know what, if he can be awful for that long and it's still apparently people are listening and coming out listening to this, like, maybe I can do something like that too. So please go be a bamboo tree, go do something and just put your head down and work at it for 5 years until you see yourself break free, and then it'll just fly. Like, you'll just take off and you'll see the success. And I'm not sure why. I want to know the gospel principle where this fits into, but I know that God works with exponential growth. He does. Like, we see this in so many areas of our lives. Like, we see this in statistics. We see this in, we see this in chemistry. We see this in money. We see this, like, exponential growth is everywhere. We see this in, like, human bodies. We see this in animals. Like, we see it all over the place. And I'm not sure why, but God works in exponential growth. So if things are coming slower than you want it to, just know that's exactly what's supposed to happen, because it'll shoot quick. And I don't know how that works or why that works, but that's just how nature works, apparently. So there you go. I hope that helps. Let me know what your thoughts are, as always, and share this with someone who needs it. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow.